Everybody, this is Scott Graham, extension entomologist with Alabama Extension and Auburn University. And this Syngenta Pest Patrol Hotline is being recorded on Monday, May the 11th. Well, I've gotten enough phone calls over the past couple of days. I think we need to come on real quickly and give an update on stand robbers, as we like to call them. That's been getting a lot of phone calls there. The primary culprit is grasshoppers, but we're also getting some cutworm reports as well. I hesitated to put anything out late last week. We got some information before the rains, and then the rains hit. And I said, well, there's not much we can do right now anyway, and we'll just see, you know, what these sprays did. But after we got enough feedback today to make me think grasshoppers are still a concern, a lot of folks in west central Alabama that made applications just prior to those storms that blew through on Wednesday, calling and saying it doesn't seem like they got control that they were expecting. You know, really, that's probably not a huge surprise, especially in the areas that got 3, 4, 5, some places even 6 inches of rain. I mean, when you're spraying bare ground, right, you know, wash off is probably going to be a bigger problem than it is in crop when you're spraying, you know, cotton leaves and in the middle of bloom. And so, unfortunately, you know, we needed the rain. So unfortunately, that's just something that came along with it, is it doesn't seem like we got as good control. Now, our recommendation is still to run about 2/3 of a pound of acephate for knockdown of adult and immature grasshoppers. If you got cotton that was early planted and it's up and going, that might be enough to get you through. If not, you may consider throwing in a couple ounces of Dimlin to go with it. That gives you good residual suppression of still emerging immature grasshoppers that are probably going to keep coming out for at least a couple of more weeks. Dimlin can also help with cutworms, which, as I said, we've seen in a couple of different fields over the past week or two. Scouting for cutworms is not something a lot of people are used to doing, but it's not difficult. You just go out and looking for stems that have been cut, and compare the number of damaged or cut and undamaged plants in 50 feet a row or so, a couple of different places in the field, and get an idea of what kind of stand loss you have. If you're seeing that, you don't see any deer prints or anything, take a pocket knife or a spackle knife or something, dig around and see if you can see some of the cutworm larvae around just below the soil surface there. Treatment decisions are essentially just based on, can I achieve an acceptable stand, or am I having unacceptable stand loss? Some people say that you should consider a treatment if 5% or more plants have been freshly cut. So if you're seeing an active infestation at 5% stand loss, you may consider going ahead and pulling the trigger, because they can do a lot of feeding overnight or, you know, in a day or two. They're typically pretty spotty in a field looking for low-lying areas or areas of more residue or whatever. And so you may be able to spot treat them. I know that's not very common, but that's something that could be considered. Now, both grasshoppers and cutworms are easy to control. The biggest problem being that pyrethroids, which are really good on cutworms, are very poor to sporadic on grasshoppers. Most instances, I would just go with the acephate to knock down the grasshoppers and live with whatever level of control I'm getting on cutworms versus tank mixing the two. If you're in a situation where Dimlin fits, that's probably going to provide good control of smaller cutworms, but I don't know as they get bigger how much it's going to help, because it is an insect growth regulator. And so you'll just have to take that into consideration. Or, you know, always give us a call. Reach out to me and Ron or one of our extension agents, and we're more than happy to help walk through situations and scenarios. So with that, we'll hop out off for now. Hope everybody has a good week, and we'll be back to update the situation as things change.